This is NPR's Driveway Moments podcast. Suggested by listeners, these stories are so compelling they could keep you sitting in the driveway just to hear the end.
Support for NPR podcasts comes from Acura, featuring the 7-passenger Acura MDX. Information at Acura.com.
Now a story that we assure you has lost nothing in the retelling. When we hear from storyteller Kevin Klang, we usually hear about his experiences. Today he's going to tell us the true life tale of one Bill McGee, a legend in the North Country.
Strange things happen up in the North Country. I remember one time I was ice fishing up north, and it was really, really cold, and I decided to hitchhike back home. And there's a trick to hitchhiking when it's cold out. Make a sign with your destination, and that'll help you get a ride really fast. But another hint is to take off your coat so that you look really, really cold, and then a car will stop right away. The only problem is you really will be cold. So I'm standing out there with my sign and my jacket off, and sure enough, the first car that comes by, it's this Robin Egg Blue pickup truck, stops, and the door opens, and I look inside, and there's a guy in there, must be 80 years old if he's a day. He says his name's Otto, and to get in, so I do. And we start driving back to Minneapolis. We're going probably 30 miles an hour, and I'm thinking, oh, man, it's going to take all day to get back. And all of a sudden, Otto kicks it down, and now we're going 90, and we're blown by these cars that had passed us earlier. And then Otto kicks it back, and we're going 30 again. Now the cars are blown by us. And then he kicks it down, we're going 90 again. Now we're blown by these cars. The drivers are looking up at me. I'm thinking, I don't know, he's driving here. And then Otto kicks it back, and we're going 30 again. I'm thinking, man, what the heck's going on? And about that time, Otto says, I bet you're wondering what the heck's going on. I say, yeah. He says, well, when you get to be my age, he says, the first thing to go are your knees. I'm thinking, man, Otto, your knees are running a distant second here, pal. And he says, and the first thing they do is they take those old kneecaps out. They aren't any good anymore. He says, then they put in these new plastic jobs. He says, I had this done a couple of weeks ago. It works pretty good. About that time, I see his legs straighten out, and we're going 90 again. And I see him pounding on the bottom of his knee. Pounds are back, and we're going 30. So we're going down the road 30 or 90, and I start telling Otto, man, do you remember it being this cold out ever, Otto? He says, no. He says, he says, when I was 9 years old, he says, I remember it being this cold. He said, I was out hunting the first time in my life, he says, as a 9-year-old, and I was out moose hunting, and sure enough, I hadn't been out there half a day when I seen this big moose. He says, I pulled up my gun, and boom, I dropped him. He said, and then I walked up to that moose. I grabbed him by the antlers. Now, always drag a moose by the antlers, he says. Never drag a moose by the tail. If you drag it by the tail, the fur goes the wrong way, and it just won't slide. So he says, grab the moose by the antlers, and he says, he started to pull it through the woods when it started to get dark, and it got really cold. He says, as cold as it is today, he says, and he goes, I was only 9 years old. He said, I didn't know where I was. I was lost. He says, I knew I was going to die when, he said, I remembered an old trick the old guys from up north did. He says, I took out my knife, and I cut that moose open, and I pulled out its insides, and I crawled in there where it was nice and warm, and I shut that moose down. He says, I stayed there all night, and in the morning when the light was coming up, I was still alive. It saved my life. But the only problem is, during the night, that moose had frozen shut. He says, and I was stuck inside this moose. I was freezing to death. And he said, I could just think of my friend saying, oh, yeah, that's how old Otto would want to go. No, it wasn't. That's not how he wanted to go. No. He says, I got to figure something out. And about that time, he heard these French loggers coming over the hill. He tried to get their attention. He tried to yell, but they couldn't hear him. So he took his shotgun, and he shoved it out the rear end of that moose and blew off a couple of rounds. And sure enough, the loggers heard him. Quel fromage, what's going on? And they ran over the hill, and there was this moose, a moose, already cleaned out. And I thought, wow, this is great. Otto thought, man, I'm going to just be quiet here. I'm going to pull a trick on these guys. I'm going to get them to drag me all the way back to the logging camp. So Otto remained quiet inside that moose. And sure enough, the loggers grabbed the moose by the horns and dragged it clear back to their camp. And they laid it up on a table. And just before they were going to saw into it, Otto thinks, now I'm going to really have some fun. I'm going to scare these guys. So right before they cut into it, he started, loggers. Oh, they ran out. Loggers, as we all know, are very superstitious. They ran out into the next room. Oh, leave us alone. Oh, the haunted moose. And now Otto's laughing his head off. And then he thinks, all right, that's enough. I want to get out of here. He says, okay, you guys, it's just me. Let me out of here. Let me out. No, they said, you're not going to fool us, old moose. Oh, no, you don't. And I says, well, Otto, I says, what did you do? And Otto turns to me and he says, well, now there's two versions to the end of this story. He says, one is, I cried out, I says, please, please, loggers, please cut me open and let out this child and I will give you three wishes. One of the loggers took out his chainsaw, sawed the moose in half and let me out. And then I grew up and found myself driving down the road and picked you up just a few minutes ago. I said, well, Otto, what's the other version? He said, well, about a half a mile from where I picked you up, there's a grave site and there's a gravestone with my name on it. 3090, 3090, all the way back to Minneapolis.
Storyteller Kevin Kling lives in Minnesota. Thanks for listening. You'll find more on this topic and a listing of NPR stations online at npr.org.